Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
The following podcast is a member of the Great Big Owl family.
Welcome to All Rather Mysterious, the podcast that aims to unlock the mysteries of the past with the key of fact. My name is John Rain.
My name is David Reed.
I'm Eleanor Morton. I'm so sorry I'm eating, sorry.
Good God.
Sorry. I'm nearly finished.
Stop making that noise.
And we're done. That's not me.
The biggest mystery is where your professionalism went.
It went where my paycheck went.
Yeah. Anyway, please join us as we present to you mysteries that have baffled the world and puzzled the minds of the very best. Today we bring you closure. Eleanor, I believe you've got something for us.
I do. I've got a question, and the question is, who was Caspar Hauser?
The full name of Caspar the Friendly Ghost.
Yeah, you nailed it. That's it. Thank you very much for listening, guys.
See you next week.
Draw a little picture, if anyone wants to describe that.
Oh, it's a little boy with a sort of bootlace tie on and a packet of hula hoops around his neck.
No, he's meant to look like, you know, early 19th century, anyway.
So early 19th century hula hoops.
Yeah. The time is 26th of May.
That's the time.
The place after is the, Tuesday.
After the third stroke, the time will be 26th of May.
The place. Okay, let's say it's 11 in the morning. It's 1828, so it is post...
Nearly half six.
It's May and it's half six in the evening.
It's a beautiful scene setting.
Thank you. It's early 19th century. It is post-Napoleonic Wars, and we are in Nuremberg, Germany. So this is before it had Nazis and things.
Right.
A teenage boy appears on the streets. No one knows where he's come from, and he doesn't say anything. He just has a note that says, "From the Bavarian border, the place is unnamed, 1828." And this note is addressed to Captain von Wessenig, who is a captain in the Prussian army, I believe, or a German army. And the note asks him to look after this boy, and the captain has no idea what's happening. So everyone goes and finds this captain and says, "This boy, he's been sent to you." And the boy only says a couple of phrases. He says, "I want to be a cavalryman like my father." And he also says, "Horses, horses." And he walks like he doesn't really know how walking works, which sometimes I do as well, so that's fair. The note is by an unnamed author, who says that he was given the boy on the 7th of October 1812 and that he has been kept inside his house ever since then. And then along with this letter, a second letter is given, which is supposedly from the boy's original mother, saying the boy's called Caspar, he was born on the 30th of April 1812, and his dead father was a cavalryman. So that makes him about 16, I think. in 1828. So so this is all pretty weird, pretty mysterious.
Very.
Also, interesting to note, both letters had the same handwriting. Make of that what you will.
Same person wrote them.
yeah.
You would say that.
Yeah, that was
I mean, I've got no evidence.
No,
of that,
no, I think you know what, you are on the right track. At the local police station, yeah, they find out he can't really say much. He has basic vocab skills, and you know, he seems like he's sort of primary level education at most. He wrote down his name, Caspar Hauser. And because the captain didn't know who he was, and no one knew who he was imprisoned as a vagabond for 2 months.
Oh.
Yeah, kind of sad.
Horses.
I know, that's all he wanted. During that time, he ate only bread and water, but not because he was only allowed to eat bread and water, but because that was the only thing he wanted to eat. And over this period of time, Caspar sort of gets a wider vocab, learns to talk to people, and he reveals his story. And he says that he was raised alone in a dark cell with straw as a bed and one tiny window with bars on it. And he claimed he never saw anyone else. All he got was when he woke up, sometimes there'd be food and water. And sometimes he thought he was drugged. And then when he woke up, his nails would be cut and his hair would be trimmed. But he never saw anyone. And one day, a mysterious man with his face masked came to visit Caspar, taught him to read and write and walk and stand, because he hadn't really been out of this cell, so he didn't really know how to move, and took him to Nuremberg all the time, keeping his own face covered, and taught him how to say, "I want to be a cavalryman, as my father was," and "horse, horse." So, so that's what Caspar says has happened to him.
Right.
How are we feeling about this so far?
I mean, it's quite disturbing.
It's quite disturbing.
It's quite weird. It's quite
like
weird.
Room.
Yeah. It's all very
Not the room.
No, not the room.
I was getting confused there. Yes, yeah. With Brie Larson.
Yes, not with Tommy Wiseau. Although that would have been fun. I would watch Caspar Hauser done by Tommy Wiseau.
You're killing me.
You're tearing me apart, Lisa.
Bad. So, who was the woman who brought this boy? There was a woman who said there's she was involved.
So there's two notes.
Yeah.
The second note says it's from his mum, and that she, when he was a baby, gave him to this mysterious gentleman.
Right.
Who is unnamed and whose face is
and
never
seen.
And who
has not done a great job at parenting.
No.
I think, you know what, he's done the bare minimum.
He's taught him to say horses twice.
I hope it wasn't Dr. Spock.
Hope not.
That book's worth nothing.
He keeps his nails trimmed. Can we say we all know a teenage boy who's keeps his nails in good condition?
I mean, I'm not friends with many.
I don't know any.
I used to be.
No, and neither am I.
Know loads.
When you were a teenager.
When I was a teenager, I knew loads.
Actually, I'm not either. so he becomes
very suspicious.
Yeah, I'm almost
very mannered cough.
Just go straight over that.
Can we just talk to you now?
How many boys have you got in your cell at the moment?
None.
Fallow. It's a fallow year for the cell
on Elm Street.
So he becomes a bit of a local celebrity because he's oddity, and the town sort of takes care of him en masse. You know, he sort of gets shifted from household to household, and he does eventually end up living with the captain, who's like, "Okay, fine, I'll take him in." And so he doesn't really reveal anything else about himself. He sort of behaves a bit like a child. So he's sort of like, you know, there's this idea that maybe he was raised by wolves, which is not true.
They're very bad at bringing you food and water in a cell, wolves.
Yeah, they don't cut
your
nails.
And cutting your nails and teaching you to say horses.
Trimming your hair.
They get the fleas off him, though.
That's true.
Yeah, yeah. But then on the 17th of October, 1829. I've become German. Hauser was found in the cellar of the captain's house with a wound on the forehead, and he claimed he was attacked by an unknown man who threatened him for coming to Nuremberg in the first place. He couldn't identify the man, and the man was nowhere to be found. He just had this big gash in his head. And then in 1830, so that's another year later, he's found with another wound, this time from a pistol. And he said again, someone attacked him. And people start to think, oh, okay, Hauser, you like, what's going on here? Mm. Like, we never see you getting attacked. You just sort of keep getting attacked by mysterious men who then disappear. And, you know, people started to distrust him and feel like he was doing it for attention. He started to become like a bit of a burden,
right.
You know, because everyone has to feed him and take care of him. He's not giving them any answers. And so he kind of goes through several guardians, including Lord Stanhope, who was a British aristocrat. And I think he thought it was a fun pet project, you know, sort of wild boy. But he also got sick of him. And then on the 14th of December, 1833, Hauser comes home with a deep wound in his chest, and he claims that a stranger has stabbed him. And so he leads, he sort of staggers and leads the police and everyone else to the scene of the crime, where they find a note claiming that the author was ready to reveal his identity, and then the initials MLO. And this was written in mirror writing. And Hauser died of that wound on the 17th of December, 1833. And that was the end of his life.
So we still do not know the identity of the mysterious, terrible parent.
No.
Who kept him in a
cellar. No, although someone kept pretending he would say who it was, and they never did.
MLO.
MLO.
In mirror writing.
In mirror writing.
Why?
Well... That's when we get into some theories about who Caspar Hauser was and why he was potentially murdered at the age of, I guess it was about 24 or something.
Right.
So pretty young. So he had a short life.
Was he Princess Anastasia?
Well, that is one of the theories, yes.
Right, yes.
He was Princess Anastasia.
Well, nailed it.
Wow.
He wasn't, but he possibly was a secret Bavarian prince who was swapped at birth and hidden for his own protection.
Oh, that didn't work, did it?
No. In fact,
a terrible time.
In fact, I would say it was very much not protected at all.
No.
The theory was, I think, like, you have to know a lot about the Prussian, like, aristocracy to go into this. But basically, I think his supposed parent was a prince who lost a war or was fighting with a relative, and him having a son would have been dangerous for his son. So
he kept him in a cell.
So they pretended he was dead and then gave him to a weird man who kept him in a cell.
And didn't teach him to walk.
He did eventually.
Yeah, let's be
but
fair.
Not very well.
Let's be
not
fair. Well. Eventually he did.
He ostentatiously brought attention to himself from the fact he couldn't really walk.
He inspired the Ministry of City Walk sketch, because that's how he walked.
He inspired that sketch and then died.
And died. Well, good for him.
Yeah.
However, blood and DNA tests were inconclusive, and the royals...
DNA tests?
Well, yeah, hundreds of years later.
Right, okay.
Via his bones, I'd imagine.
Yes, sure. And from... living relatives, and the royals will...
Relatives?
Did
sorry,
have kids?
No, relatives of the royals, sorry.
Oh, right.
So his bones and the living...
Oh, so cross-referencing.
Living
I see, yes.
Sorry, yes, that was my...
Did they reveal that was
it
horseshit?
It was inconclusive, which I assume means the bones were probably not...
Too decayed to
yes.
get decent.
Degraded.
Degraded. Mm. And also, the royals won't allow autopsies on their family members who are also buried.
Because it will prove it's all been bollocks for hundreds of years.
Or it'll prove it's true.
And they're full of tiny lizards.
Yeah. The skeletons are just...
This test is just lizards over and over again. It's lizards stacked on top of each other in a coat.
Mr. Lizard.
So that's a fun theory. I think that's the most fun theory, that he was a secret
he's
prince.
He's full of lizards.
Yeah, he's full of lizards.
Yeah.
So
your secret prince is a good one. Doesn't explain much.
No, because the idea that he was hitting himself in the face for attention.
Yes.
I could readily believe, apart from the pistol wound.
Well, yes.
Well,
as far as I could tell, it was quite a minor wound.
Yeah, but still a pistol wound.
No,
Where's he got a pistol from?
I think in those days they're just lying around.
Are they?
I think they are.
Okay.
I think it's like America today. You can just pick one up at the supermarket.
Okay.
What's German for supermarket?
Supermarket.
Supermarket.
Market.
I'm convinced.
Market.
He's an oddball, this child, isn't he?
Yeah. So, I mean, one of the other theories is that he wrote all these weird notes himself, and he's just doing it all for attention, which makes a lot of sense. But then there's also questions like, why would you pretend... Why would you only eat bread and water for months and months?
Because you're weird.
Mm. Why would you, go through quite a lot of hardship, really, just to sort of get a bit of attention and ultimately not really gain anything from it?
To be fair, he's a student.
He's 16. A student. Anything to avoid lectures.
Yeah, and you know, cheesy toast and beans.
Yeah.
In those days, it was bread and water, wasn't it?
It was bread and water, yeah. That was what you could cook yourself.
But also, you know, if he was someone else, no one ever came forward and said, my son's gone missing, and I think he's this, pretending to be this Caspar Hauser.
My son is a... I'm a cavalry man.
Yes.
And my son...
Like my father.
Like my father. And his father.
Yeah.
Well, he's clearly heard of cavalrymen from somewhere.
Yes, very into
if he's
them.
Done it all himself. But it doesn't sound like he's written the first two notes himself, does it?
Also, what's he gained from doing it?
Well,
doing that?
A massive chest wound.
Yeah.
That's my question. It's really kind of diminishing returns. He gets attention, but that's pretty much it.
Have you considered the fact that he was just really annoying? That's
yeah.
why he keeps getting beaten up.
I think that was certainly a lot of people after... I mean, I think people were really taken with him, and then after a while they were like, actually, okay, maybe he's kind of annoying. And
he's weird.
Regret this.
In many ways, he's like James Corden. Like at first, I'm like, hey, he's fun.
Yeah.
And after a while, it's just like, can we stab him?
Is that allowed on the podcast, or is that libel?
That's fine. Not libel. I haven't said he's...
I mean, if he's found stabbed and murdered, so you're going to regret keeping that in.
He won't.
I know how he goes.
Yeah, it's not stabbing.
If he's not attacking himself, then who's attacking him?
People who are being irritated.
Well,
by
the implication is it's the weirdo kept him in that cellar.
Yes,
keeps then... coming back, stabbing him and running away again.
Yes. Just leave me alone.
Which is a weirdo's MO, to be honest.
It is pretty
doing
strange.
Completely pointless nonsense.
He seems to come in, sort of threaten him and say, you should never have left, but then also he was the one who let him go in the first place.
Yeah.
And... if, you know, Casper's never revealing his name, so what's he worried about?
Well, Casper doesn't know who he is,
yes.
maybe. But I think Casper's done those last three to himself.
Yeah.
After people... he's getting wind that people don't like him.
Must be hard.
So he's repeating sort of what actually happened to him in order to try and get the sympathy he got in the early days as a younger, possibly cuter child.
Probably, yeah. He was probably quite malnourished, he was probably quite small.
Yeah.
Reminds me of the plot of California Man.
Oh, really? Is that what happened?
Well, he can't talk at the beginning, can he?
He's a caveman, isn't he?
He's a caveman who comes defrosted, and he can't talk.
They added something like that into Baywatch Nights.
Did they?
Yeah, so Baywatch Nights was flagging in the ratings. This was David Hasselhoff's detective show based in the Baywatch universe.
Yeah.
And apparently he says, without a hint of irony in his autobiography, the show was flailing in the ratings. And even the addition of a defrosted Viking warrior couldn't save the show.
That's when you know you're in trouble.
It really is.
But he was probably just running around saying, squeeze on the juice to everybody, so they stabbed him.
That's probably it.
Yeah.
Or horses.
It's David Hasselhoff.
What?
Wait, what did he say?
I'm talking about California Man.
Sorry. Right, God, sorry.
And he said Paulie juice. Shaw. He said juice.
Paulie Shaw talked in that weird way.
That's right.
And that's how he starts talking.
Yeah.
Which is quite annoying.
This one's a conundrum.
Yeah, it's weird, isn't it? It's really weird.
Like, I think he was genuinely handed over to a semi-wealthy benefactor who turned out to, by a well-meaning mother who couldn't cope with raising a child that she'd had to a cavalry officer who didn't stick around.
No,
They don't,
because they're always off on a horse.
It's like the equivalent of a sailor.
I mean, it's amazing he stuck around long enough for conception, really, if he was always riding around on his horse.
But he was on his horse while he did it.
That's
and
it.
And chucked her off.
I bet that's
it's called saddlebagging.
Oh. Is it?
Yeah. And
that would be very uncomfortable.
And so she's made a terrible error of judgment by equating wealth with the ability to raise children.
Mm.
And so he's had a terrible beginning.
Yes.
But then he's not helped himself by being a weird little arsehole.
I think that's it.
I think that's the answer. And I don't think he was anyone. I think he was the illegitimate child of some cavalry officer who probably didn't even know he existed.
Mm-hmm. The question is... oh, I think I forgot to mention this. It feels quite important.
Right.
Supposedly the handwriting. So those two letters had the same handwriting.
Yes.
Supposedly...
the later one, when the mirror writing?
All of it had the same handwriting.
That had the same one.
Yes.
Now that is a twist.
And also... quite similar to Casper's handwriting.
Well, then Casper did all of it.
But in that case, you know, what a weird thing to do.
Okay, well, not necessarily. Maybe upon escaping the dungeon,
yes,
he wrote this note to make it seem like he was an Oliver Twist figure.
Yes.
You know, he was a wholesome little child who'd just gone astray and needed help. But when actually he was just a little vagrant.
Yes.
It reminds me of that woman who was convinced she was married to Mike Reed.
Right.
Oh, that sounds fun.
Yeah.
How does it remind you of that?
Well, him going around saying, I'm just a lowly orphan, I've been a cavalryman's son, when really he's got nothing interesting going
Mike
on
Reed
with him.
Right, said. Yeah.
Mike Reed did not say that. He did the UKIP Calypso.
He did the UKIP
Calypso. Oh, I forgot about that. Oh, yeah.
For attention in a similar way.
In a very similar
and
way.
And he sort of metaphorically stabbed himself in the chest with that.
He certainly did, yeah. And his Chevy Chase talk.
Oh, yes, that was a car crash.
Where he played guitar to Chevy Chase.
Oh, I forgot about that, yeah.
He's got some terrible advice there, hasn't he?
Very bad
Who is a British name that will sell tickets.
Yeah.
Terrible.
It must have been the other Mike Reed.
Maybe.
But he's dead.
He's dead. So it possibly sold fewer tickets.
Chevy Chase was like, you know who I like? Mike Reed. Not that one.
Not that one. Oh, no. Got the wrong Mike Reed.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Also, a film in 1974 directed by Werner Herzog.
Wow.
Called The Enigma of Caspar Hauser.
And what was the conclusion of the film?
I will tell you now.
Okay. Oh, it's the holding song. I love the holding song.
It's in German, it's called, let's see if I can do this. Jede für sich und Gott gegen all.
It's a mouthful.
Every man for himself and God against all.
Wow.
Yes. In English, it's called The Enigma of Caspar Hauser, which is less...
Better.
Yeah. Plot.
Weird plot.
Weird first act.
Yeah.
He did... this is Wikipedia. He attracts attention of academics, clergy and nobility. He is then physically attacked by the same unknown man who brought him to Nuremberg. The attack leaves him unconscious with a bleeding head. He recovers, but then is stabbed in the chest. Hauser rests in bed, describing visions he has had of nomadic Berbers in the Sahara Desert, and then dies. An autopsy reveals an enlarged liver and cerebellum.
Cerebellum. So he's got a
brain.
A big brain and
that's
liver.
That's a bit of an anticlimax, isn't it?
I mean, it doesn't feel like...
He just dies and then...
Of course! He had a slightly enlarged brain and liver. It all makes sense now. I think if he's written all the notes himself, he's originally written the best he can to try and elicit sympathy and get taken into a rich man's house.
Yes.
He's succeeded. He's then been an arsehole.
Yes.
And people have gone, oh God, he's just rubbish, isn't he, this boy? And so he's tried to replicate the successes of the past by stabbing himself and eliciting sympathy and finally writes another note but he's overdone it, hasn't he? He's overdone his chest wound.
I think,
and the mirror handwriting. That's just
he's just overthought it.
Yeah,
yeah. I mean, he probably thought that was really clever, and then everyone was like, "Oh, it's a mirror handwriting." We just
OLM.
MLO.
MLO, but is mirror handwriting.
I think it stands for Melodic Light Orchestra.
Or the Munchen Light
Orchestra. Munches.
God, Jeff Lynne's involved.
I think a lot of us are like for me, I'd be like, I'd find it impossible to believe that someone would injure themselves for attention. But it does happen. People do it. People shoot themselves and pretend someone else shot them for attention. So
is that right?
Oh, yeah. You know, I know all the creepy true crime stories.
Yeah.
History's chock-a-block with people shooting themselves in the foot or the sort of the shoulder or somewhere they think won't matter.
Yes. And then they die from it.
Yeah, and then they're quite surprised that actually you shouldn't do that.
It hurts quite a lot.
But he also reminds me of Anna Anderson, who was the woman who claimed to be Anastasia.
Right. Yes.
In the 20s and 30s. And she was similarly sort of attention seeking and would sort of, well, she wouldn't injure herself, but she was quite bad at looking after herself. Like, she sort of, when people weren't looking after her, she would sort of become a kind of crazy cat woman who would sort of live in this crazy house and never clean anything. And I feel like what happens with these people, because she went through, like, she was in a bad accident in a factory where she worked, and her fiance died in the First World War. So I feel what happens is these people have these horrible traumas, and then they think, I can't be this person anymore. I have to be
someone else,
preferably like a rich royal.
Like, so you,
Barry George.
Who's Barry George?
The guy who claimed to be Freddie Mercury's cousin.
Oh, did right. he?
And then got banged up for Jill Nando's murder.
Oh my God!
Wow.
But did he do that though?
No, he didn't.
For another time.
Yeah. We'll do Jill Nando obviously as a Christmas special.
Yeah. How festive.
So Caspar Hauser.
Yes.
I think he sounds like a traumatised fantasist. Yes. Because if you get moved on, it's because you're a liar, and people want a wholesome little kid they can teach things.
Yes.
And when he's just tells tall tales about the gardener keeps touching me, he didn't. they just get sick of it.
Well, so. Similarly, Anna Anderson went through like dozens of different people who would look after her for a bit and then get sick of her.
Right.
And I think it's all very sad. It doesn't answer all the questions, but that sounds like...
What questions have we not answered? I feel like we've answered all
I mean, we have answered them.
There was no man in the cellar with a mask. He made it up. I think he was just a homeless boy.
I mean,
who was a bit... he had an enlarged liver and cerebellum, and so that...
According to Werner Herzog, I don't know if that's... historical facts.
Oh, Werner Herzog would do his research.
he would
exhume and autopsy the body of Caspar Hauser.
If anyone would, it would be him.
And that probably meant he couldn't really. He had problems with language and walking.
I think
because his brain was so big.
Yeah, it was unbalanced.
Yeah, it's like the Elephant Man.
Here's the answer question. The only thing is, when Anna Anderson was pretending to be Anastasia,
yes,
her family turned up and were like, she's not Anastasia, she's our sister.
Right.
And even got to a point where they all went down the police station and said to the police, and she was there, and they were like, she's honestly, we swear, like, all six of us swear she's our sister, she's from Poland, this is her. And no one did that for Caspar. Like, no one ever even said, actually, I've seen that guy in Munich just
that then
pulling the same trick.
Brings up the question, what was the trauma that made him this weird in the first place?
Yes.
Maybe his whole family were killed.
By him.
By
a bear.
By a prince.
By a prince.
By a cavalry. By a prince.
Prince that's descended on their house.
Jesus Christ.
Like a hawk.
That's what he does. Or did.
Yeah, not anymore,
sadly. By a cavalry man.
Yeah, where's this cavalry? I think that's just respectable, believable sort of man.
And how did he know this random captain to go to? Do you think he just saw that in a paper or something and thought...
Just wandered around until he found somebody who...
Well, no, because he had the note said, this is for the attention of Captain blah blah blah.
Yeah, but if you're a small vagrant boy, you just hang around until you hear someone's name, then you write a note in the writing that you know how to do.
Yeah.
And you go, yeah, I've come from far and wide, not wide, I've come far to...
you could have come from wide.
To be delivered to you. I'm your responsibility now.
Here's one.
Yeah.
What if he was the captain's legitimate son that he always pretended he didn't have because he's married or something from when he was in the army? And then he's like, oh, I don't know this weirdo. It's not my son. It's Definitely not my son.
Look, my cerebellum's tiny.
But I have got an enlarged liver.
I have. But you can't put it on me.
At the end of the day, aren't we all small, lost boys wandering around looking for someone to pay attention to?
I know I am.
Yeah. Mm. No, I can feel for him.
Yeah.
It's a sad life.
But he's overstretched his reach and annoyed people.
Yeah, he sort of brought... I mean, I'm not saying blame the victim, but I am saying some of it feels like he kind of, towards the end, brought it on himself a bit. Yes.
You can only push people so far before they stab you.
You can only ask them to look after you for free before they get so annoyed that you stab yourself.
Yeah.
Well, maybe the final chest wound wasn't going to be fatal, and everyone after they'd gone, oh, another bloody message. Mm.
He's like Shifty from Bread.
Everyone's seen that he's got a chest wound. Mm. If we just... Jimmy, would anyone ever question it?
Sick of him.
Yeah.
You know, I could believe that. I could also believe that he did it accidentally and didn't mean to go that far.
Yes.
This is a picture from allthatsinteresting.com, if anyone wants to look. This is Casper.
It's not as good as your drawing.
Thank you. It's a bit chubbier in this.
He hasn't got any hula hoops.
Round-faced. That was a historically accurate drawing. Looking a bit sad, very German.
Very German.
Yeah. I think he's got one of those. Is it Lederhosen?
Lederhosen,
yeah. Is Nuremberg in Bavaria?
I've no idea.
I've not checked in ages. No,
that's where they wear Lederhosen anyway.
Is it?
Last I looked. It hasn't moved, is it?
I don't think they've moved it.
Any...
It's not a sports team, is it? Nuremberg.
No.
I think it has one.
Yeah. Does it?
I imagine so.
The Nuremberg.
At least
Nuremberg
one hangers. Sports team.
The Nuremberg Trials.
The Nuremberg Trials. Yeah.
Yeah.
The Nuremberg rally.
The rallies.
You can't have the rallies.
Go rally.
No, you can't do that.
Okay.
It is in I'm never gonna be able to say this. It's in the district Breisgau Hosch Schwarzwald in Baden-Württemberg in southern Germany.
I knew it.
Yeah.
Schwarzwald.
I think we all knew that.
Yeah.
Well, I had never heard of this boy.
I knew me.
And I hate him.
Yeah, I don't like him either.
He's annoying, isn't he?
Oh,
I've got no empathy for him.
No.
I haven't got any sympathy for him.
No.
Just hatred.
Pure hatred. Is this,
hatred. Move him on. Move him on to another podcast.
Very much my aim.
Like Murder on the Orient Express, you know, where they all did it and covered it up. I reckon the whole town fucking hated him.
Yeah.
And they said, oh, I don't know, he just came wandering in, said he didn't know who he was.
Oh, he has been stabbed by the boy who cried... Weird cellar man who said it so many times until they went, you know what? What if the weird cellar man just stabs him to death? And they all had a go.
Yeah.
So, the weird cellar man did it.
We found 78 fingerprints on the knife.
Oh, he was quite good at drawing. Look, this site also has a drawing he did. That's quite good.
That's very good.
Yeah.
Maybe he had potential, guys.
The elephant man was good at making stuff as well.
Yeah.
That's him having a milkshake. He made Westminster Abbey, I think, out of matchsticks. Not the real.
His burnt down.
Yeah, in the Great Fire of London.
And then they made one out of bricks, and that stayed up.
They're very keen on Casper in Nuremberg. They've got a statue for him.
And they got a statue.
Yeah.
What's he represent to the people of Nuremberg?
You know, just the lost souls lost of the world.
The lost weirdos.
The lost weirdos. Yeah. And he's also got... His grave is sort of a place of... pilgrimage for people.
For other weirdos.
For lots of weirdos.
This is putting a beacon up for weirdos, isn't it?
Yeah. I've already got the internet for that.
Yes.
I will go if there's a chance. If I'm in Nuremberg. If I'm in Nuremberg, like on some...
You'd go and look at some mad bloke's grave.
Some weirdo.
Yeah.
God, he was the Reddit of his day.
He was. Honestly, I've got no feelings of this man.
No.
Well, he's dead. So.
I'm glad he's dead. I'd kill him again if I could.
I had no idea. I was really looking forward to this one because I thought you wouldn't have heard of it, which you hadn't.
I haven't heard of this
But the thing is, you didn't want to have heard of it.
No.
I wish I hadn't heard of him.
So that's, I mean, I don't know how long I've done, but...
You've done half an hour on that.
Great. In that case, mystery solved.
Yeah, case closed.
He did it himself. I'm gonna all of it.
Close the double garage. That's a good one.
And make a coffee.
And use the power washer on the driveway. Excellent.
All right, have fun.
Thanks for tuning in, everybody.
Thank you.
If you did. We'll be back next time with another mystery, hopefully of someone we don't hate, although we probably don't like any of these people.
From now on, I'm just going to do people you guys hate.
This could be called Cad Pod, because we mostly cover cads.
We do. And devils.
Devils, a lot of devils.
And Russians. Yeah.
We haven't voted for aliens yet.
No.
It's going to happen, but we haven't.
Was Casper an alien boy?
Yeah, why not?
Was he like E.T.?
Maybe that it wasn't a cellar, it was a spaceship.
Yeah. E.T. only said a few things, didn't he?
Yeah.
He said phone home. All...
Did he say
ouch.
horses?
No, he would have done if Drew Barrymore had told him to.
I think I've been misrepresenting it. It's horse, isn't it?
If Drew Barrymore like had said horse to him, he would have said horse.
Yeah, it's true.
Oh, horse.
That's hard.
Of course, no I'm one could forget the end of E.T. where everybody stabs him.
One by one.
They do leave him in a river at one point.
What, on a train?
Yeah.
And then Poirot comes.
Someone has murdered this E.T. You know, when I was a kid, my dad told me that E.T.'s name was Ernie Trubshaw. I still think
that's
now.
That's great.
Yeah.
Oh, it suits him.
It does, doesn't it? Yeah. Ernie Trubshaw.
Why? What is E.T. short for?
Extra testicle.
He's got little legs.
Oh, sorry. I walked over your
toes. That's fine. It is, though it is definitely my joke and I definitely wrote it.
It's a really good one. You should tell children about that on the playground 30 years ago.
I will.
Well, thanks for tuning in. If you want to find David on Twitter, he's at Mr. David Reed.
I am.
Eleanor Morton on Twitter, Mr. Ken Shabby. And if you want to follow the podcast, please do. It's at All Rather Pod. See, I'm getting it right now because I wrote it down.
Very good.
That's clever of you.
That's the secret for anyone out there.
Yeah.
But until next time, keep your wits about you. I'm making this up now. No, it's good, isn't it? Keep your wits about you. Write in if you want us to investigate things for you. I just thought of that as well.
Yeah, they should suggest things.
Well, they can tweet us.
Yeah.
Right.
I haven't got an email address yet. Yeah. Or you can DM us.
Yeah, right.
Well, steady on.
Well, not you. God knows what you'll get. We're all right, aren't we?
I mean, I don't follow anyone back, so they're not going to be able to DM me.
Right, okay. Well, don't bother with David then. I'll set up an email address at some point, maybe for our second series.
That'll be nice.
If we get one.
They can tweet us.
Just say, I've got a mystery for you. And then you go into the DMs and they just say, you're a prick.
Right.
Yeah, that sort of thing.
That's nice.
That wouldn't be very good. But yes, goodbye.
Goodbye.
Of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.